Our Heavenly Father, we thank you very much because through our life, you're calling us to become a person for you. So we're thankful for that. For the rest of the time, we're going to listen to your message from the Scripture. So I pray the Holy Spirit will use me to share the message from the Scripture and only from the Scripture. And I pray the Holy Spirit will be in the heart of the people in this room so can hear your message and apply for their life. We love you, Father, and we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Seeing God face to face, there is nothing we need more than a vision of God. To come face to face with the living God can be the life-transforming experience. And that's such a case of Jacob. So we can learn from him. Because if you study the Bible from the beginning, Jacob, you know, we can say that his nickname is the deceiver. And from the deceiver, he transformed, become the Israel, the Prince of God. So each one of us, believe it or not, sometime we look like Jacob. So I hope that when we go through the message, when we study about Jacob, and hopefully we can learn something, apply for their life. A couple of things I want to share with you based on the book of Genesis chapter 32. Jacob was chosen by God. Jacob was complacent and neglectful, just like us sometimes. And Jacob was confronted by God, and Jacob was changed person. And hopefully when we study Jacob, we can recognize how we are, and hopefully we can use the scripture or the lesson from the scripture for us. Jacob was chosen by God. When we study Jacob, we need to go back from the time of Abraham. Abraham, just like one of us, but from the midst of thing and God calling Abraham in the book of Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3, you had to leave your family. You had to leave your country. You had to leave everything and come to the unknown land. And I will point it out for you. So a couple of weeks back, just like some of you in this room, okay, you grow up in certain country. You're happy like the clam. I hope. All the same thing for your parents. And then suddenly, when? Get out of the country. Okay, leave your family. Leave your homeland. Come to the strange land. And the strange land, it can be America. Okay? And you come to the country, some of your parents, maybe, or some of you sit in this room, and suddenly you come to the strange land, speak their very strange language. You don't understand. And suddenly you walk into the culture. Wow, it's strange too. Okay? So that's something we have to adjust. And the same thing, God called Abraham. Okay, you have to leave the country. Your family, come to the land. I will show you. And of course, just like us, Abraham, God said, leave the country, leave the family, everything, go. But he, just like us, hey, let's bring the father, let's bring the cousin. And he had to pray. He had to pay for the price when he bring something God said had to leave behind. Okay, he had a heartache. When he got to Charan, okay, his father, very much ill, so had to stay in Charan for a while. And then, of course, he had to deal with the headache from his cousin, Lot. And when you study the story, he had to pay certain headache because God said, go alone, but he go with somebody. He said go with his wife, okay, but not with the cousin. But he had to pay the price for that. But however, the promise of God to Abraham, I will bless you. So he blessed Isaac. And the same thing he blessed Jacob. But Jacob, just like us, they call him a deceiver. He deceived his older brother, and then Esau. And of course, he do a lot of things that we're not supposed to do. Of course, he can give the excuse because my mom told me to do so. Okay? But that's not the point. he can make the decision and said, "Mom, I don't like it." But because he gave the excuse to his mom, mom said, "You know, you put in and so you fake become an Esau and get the blessing from his father Isaac." And of course, there is a conflict in the family, so he ran away. But when he ran away up to the place, the Bethel, okay, the temple of God, or the worship God, in Genesis chapter 28, verse 12 to 17, the angel of God, or God, show up to him. And of course, he said, you know, in the dream, he saw the ladder set up in the earth, up reached the heaven, and there's the angel of God go up and down. So he recognized this God. And in that dream, God said to him, "I am the Lord of God of Abraham, your father, the God of Isaac," is mean, you know, his father. "The father and the God of Isaac, the land on which you lie, I will give you and your descendant." And I said, "Your descendant will be dust of the earth." It means a lot of people. Okay? "And you shall spread abroad to the west, the east, the north, the south, and you and your seed become the family of the earth shall be blessed." Okay, in that dream, God repeat the promise of Abraham, of Isaac, to Jacob. And Jacob, just like us, he wake up and he recognize, oh, there's God. And God would bless him. So it is a significant dream for him, because God promised to be present with Jacob. If you continue to read, it says, "Wherever you go, whatever you do, I will be with you. I will protect you. Not only you, but also your descendants." Okay? So as long as he trusts in the Lord, he obeys his will, he had nothing to fear. That's the promise from God to Jacob. Okay? And the same thing, when you believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord, your Savior, you have the promise from God. Number one, you have eternal life. That's the truth. Okay? That will happen. And number two, wherever you go, just like the promise to Jacob, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, as long as you trust the Lord, you obey his will, he or you have nothing to fear, whatever happened in life. So, the same thing, the promise of Abraham, of Isaac, of Jacob, and go through the descendant of the generation and get up to you. The promise of God also to you, because you are, or we are, the chosen. And that reason why Peter, when in chapter 2, verse 9 to 10, he said, "You are the chosen generation. Each one of you, including me, sit in this room. We are the chosen generation." And the chosen generation are doing what? You are royal priesthood. You're the holy nation. You are God's special people. Okay? So you may proclaim the praises of God, who calling out to the darkness into his marvelous light. And he also said, you have obtained mercy. It means you already have the mercy in you already when you accept Christ. And that's the blessing. And sometimes we, as a human being, you know, deep down in us, the sinful nature once in a while can pop up. We forgot. We already have the mercy. Okay? We have the protection from God. We forgot about that. Just like Jacob. Because the next thing about Jacob, okay, he said, yes, to God. So he built a temple. He prayed. He worshiped God. And then he go through life. He forgot. Because if you study the Bible, there is no record concerning about Jacob's prayer life. You didn't see it. Didn't see his praise God, okay, when he in Haran Aram. Didn't see it. Didn't recognize the Bible. So just like us, okay, we believe in God, we worship God, and then we go through life, we're busy, and we forgot all about him. Our prayer life, just like Jacob, a decline. Once in a while, suddenly we remember God and, oh, praise him. Okay? It's just like we go through the routine. But the record from the Bible reveals Jacob, his marriage, his increase in family, his family gets larger. He have a lot of property, okay, great prosperity. So for today's world, if we use a language, he consumed with all the commercial activity. He just like us. So what I'm trying to communicate to you, if we're not careful, from sometime, you know, our life's so busy, we forgot. At one point in time, God calling us. He said, he promised, I will protect you, I will bless you, all of that. And then we're so busy, we forgot all about it. It's going to happen. If it happened to Jacob, so it can write it down in the Bible. So today we started, so it means it can happen to us too. Okay? From work, from whatever. So I'm praise the Lord, I'm thankful that today you show up in God's house. So at least you're a little bit better than Jacob. So that's the question sometimes we have to ask ourselves, how have you and I, respond to God's plan in your life? What exactly is it? When God brings you to this land, some of you, it's not just accident, but probably there's a great plan somewhere in the future. Maybe it not happened to our generation, but remember the promise to Abraham, it happened for Isaac with Jacob and the descendants. And the same thing, your parents come to America, some of you second generation in this land. It's not accident, but it's the great plan, just like he promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So whatever we do, we respond to God's plans to our life today. Not only impact your life today, but it's also impact your children and the next generation to come. Okay. And that's the story of Jacob. Okay, and up to the point, okay, he's so busy, he forgot all about it. And then was confronted by God. The God of Bethel come to him. Now we get to Genesis chapter 31. Remember also the God of Bethel come to him when he ran away, way back. And he goes through life so busy, and the God of Bethel come back to him again. Genesis 31. So what did God said to him? What did he say? Verse 13. Okay, God of Bethel, where you anointed with the pilot and where you make a vow to me, now arise, get out of this land, return to the land of your family. You're so busy. Now wake up. Get out. Your life busy, but remember whatever you promised to me before, wake up and do it. So the second thing, in verse 1 and 2, if we continue to read, chapter 32, so he responds. So Jacob went on his way, and the angel of God met him, and Jacob saw them. He said, this is God's camp, and he called the name of that place, Mahanaim. So basically, he came to him, but there is some rebel somewhere in there. God, my life's good. Okay, why should I have to obey you? But anyway, since you forced me, I'm reluctant to do it. Well, the Bible didn't say it, but I do the interpretation here. Just like us. Sometimes God said, do it. You say, okay, you forced me, you twist my arm, so I do it. But really, in the heart, will he respond? So that reason why the presence of God was him one more time. Okay? Because he also understands when he obey God, when he follow the will of God, some crisis would happen. When he faced the family, he faced who? Esau, the one who deceived, the one who threatened to kill him. He said, because you take away my birthright, so you have to pay the price. If I don't have that birthright, no way you have it. So that's reason why his brother tried to kill him. The crisis always develops when you follow the Lord. Okay? It can happen in a family. It can happen at work. But again, we have to study Jacob to figure out, to understand how Jacob deal with the issue. So we can use the lesson, the principle, whatever we learn, to apply to our life when we deal with the same thing. Because the crisis is not just conflict in the family, but the crisis can happen at work. A crisis can happen in the society where we live. It will happen. Okay? So what happened in the number one? He faced the angry wrath of the angry brother. Okay, in this case, Esau. Esau said, "I will kill you." Okay, he tried to negotiate, but again, the angry brother not forgive him. It can happen to you, family, work, everywhere. Okay, but again, during that time when you get up to chapter 32, verse 7, he recognized he's helpless. Up to the point, yes, you know, as a human being, we can say we can do everything. Hey, if I go to school on by myself, okay, I work, I pay for tuition, I got the scholarship. You know, I can do everything because I'm young. I have the strength. I have health. But again, certain issue, crisis you deal with, you don't know what to do. I don't know what happened to you. Maybe you're too young. It not happened to you yet. But trust me, when you go through life, some point in your life, suddenly you don't know what to do. You feel helplessness. Helpless. You run around, couldn't find anyone. Okay? Maybe at that time, your brother, your sister, your friend, on run away. People may be very acquainted with you, seem to be friendly with you, suddenly they disappear. It's only you. And here, Jacob, he had to protect his family, protect his wife, protect his children, protect his property. Helpless. He didn't know what to do. In that moment of time, what did he do? Oh, he prayed. But when you study Jacob's prayer, you recognize he prayed with the people with weak faith. Okay? Because with the people with a strong faith, when you read the message, the prayer, you can recognize this person really strong in faith. He 100% the Lord. But no, in the case of helpless, he prayed like this. Oh God, my father Abraham, it's ongoing when get to the prayer, the slide would not jam. Okay. Oh God, my father Abraham, the God my father Isaac, the Lord who said to me, return to country to your family, I will do well with you. How do you translate this verse? Just God, I didn't want to go. But you promised my father, my grandfather, my father, and you told me, you know, to leave, return your country, your family, you would help me, but where are you? Okay? Because if the strong faith say, God, I know you'll be with me, so I will go through this with your help. He didn't say that. It's just like sometimes we pray, God, if you help, you know, you help my parent to leave Vietnam or whatever country, come over here. You know, you promised my father, my grandfather, my mom, and you told me follow you, and here I've had to face the situation here. I don't know what to do. It's your fault, God. You have to do something, God. Okay? When you study Jacob, sometime, we're just like him. Weak faith. Okay? And they say, God, but you promised me, God, you know, you promised me, so you better put me through because I don't know what to do. Just like us. Genesis chapter 32, verse 9. But again, somewhere along the line, he recognized his own unworthiness. So he goes through, you would understand when you study about the prayer, how God answers your prayer. You can blame on him all day long. But as long as you not recognize your unworthiness, you not recognize his goodness, his faithfulness, he would not answer your prayer. Because you still rely on you. You blame on somebody else, blame on God. Up to the point, he said, I'm unworthy. And Lord, you are goodness. You are faithful. When you make the promise, you will fulfill the promise. I recognize your promise from my grandfather Abraham and recognize your promise to my father Isaac, and I know 100% you will fulfill the promise on me, but I'm unworthy. You are faithful. I'm a deceiving. Sometimes I'm strong faith, sometimes weak faith. Sometimes I forgot all about you. He had to recognize his sinful nature, who he is, who he was. And then God answered him. And when God answered the prayer, he always take the first step. You could recognize he didn't say, well, God, because I know you will answer me, so let me help you out. No, the Bible taught God take the first step, show up. Okay? And that moment in time, God becomes real to Jacob. Before, God is somewhere. Okay? God is somewhere. When I need him, I pick up the phone, I call him. But God become real to him. God become part of him. God in him. And that's the same thing when you pray, accept Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is God. When you pray, accept him, okay, you invite him, become your Lord, your Savior, and his throne is in your heart. You have to recognize he become real in you. You have to sit in that throne. So when you pray, he's there. And so he experienced, become real to him. And from that point on, Jacob become, the Bible said, Israel. He changed name from Jacob to Israel. God changed his name. Become the Prince of God. Become a nation. And the same thing for each one of you in this room. When you truly experience God, you have to experience the change. When you experience change, you're just like Jacob. You're just no longer like John Doe or Chen Doe. You become a nation, become something big. So impact generation to generation. So that reason why when I'm standing here, I don't see individual one person, but I see from you, maybe the whole nation. From you, if you're still alive 50 years or 60 years from now, you may see 3 or 4 generations is from you. And 100 years from now, probably each one of you here become 100 people. You have to think from that perspective. So everything you do is impact the generation. And that reason why the lesson of Jacob reminding us, he just like us, deceiving person. He just like us. He has sinned too. But as soon as he recognized, God become real to him. God in his heart. It's just like the song, the praise, loves so much. Probably I'm close the sermon and invite the praise team go up here and do it again. You know, he closer to us because that song really touched me. Okay? So basically, the result of Jacob's face-to-face experience with God is a changed character. So the question I ask you, do you really a changed person? So the change possible for the man or woman who spend time alone with God. So for very much still in the new year, set up your schedule. Just be like Jacob. You have to have time alone. So you can recognize how great he is, how faithful he is. Now don't stand up. So let's read this together. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. Okay? Instead of say, Jacob, put your name in there. Okay? Okay, may when you truly seen God, your life is preserved. Not only preserved, but blessed. preserved here, it can be eternal life. Okay, let's pray together. And after that, I ask the team to go up there and sing that song to close, and probably some announcement, or maybe announcement or singer. I don't know. It's up to you. All right, Father, we thank you very much. Just being here to review the life of Jacob. And he goes through life just like us. So I pray the principle we learn from Jacob's life would help us. So when we face the future, we know you will always be with us. You are faithful and you are good. We love you, Father. May God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit we be with all the people in this room from now and forever. Amen.